Well, as Pastor Kevin was saying, we can't help but notice the evil that's in the world all around us today. As we see bad people and bad things happening, as we see the haves in the world getting what they want, we might become envious. As we continue to walk with Jesus and as we're surrendered to Him, we see those who have not surrendered to Him, and they're getting the goods. They're getting the stuff. They're getting blessed. Those who don't even try to get close to Him, we see some of them flourishing. Ouch! Sometimes it hurts. This is what David saw in Psalm 37, and this is what he was talking about. He just was at his wit's end because he saw those people who were walking away from God, who were rebellious to Him and His ways and what He's done for them. He sees them, and he sees them flourishing. Ouch. So we need to look in Jesus' face and know what He wants for us, for me. What does God want for me? He wants our righteousness to come forth. In verse 6 of Psalm 37, we see some very precious words. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. And from the Passion Translation, He will appear as your righteousness, as sure as the dawning of a new day. He will manifest as your justice, as sure and strong as the noonday sun. That shows me His part. Is it my righteousness that's going to come forth? Absolutely not. I don't have any. And if I have some for a second, the next second, it's gone. Somehow I muck it up, right? Anyway, His righteousness, He wants it to come forth and shine through us. To do that, we need to know Him. So after reading verse 6 and seeing it, and seeing that it's Him, I went to look what comes before He says that. Is there something that I do need to do? And so verses Psalm 37, my three favorite psalms, 91, of course, and then 73 has always been my favorite psalm. You all know that. Amen. I get as close to Him as I can, that one. And then the reverse of those numbers is 37, and I love it too. It goes right along. 37 and 73 are companion psalms. Take a look at it sometimes. It's kind of fun to see how they correspond. Anyway, verses 3 through 5 says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. What do I have to do? Just delight in Him and what He's done for me. God is good. I do have a good Father in heaven, and He's got a great plan for me in my life. Amen. I need to take delight in that. Don't take delight. Don't concentrate on what you don't have. Concentrate on Him, your Savior, that you do have. Amen. And the Message says it this way. Get insurance with God. Do a good deed. Settle down and stick to your last. Keep company with God. Get in on the best. Open up before God. Keep nothing back. He'll do what needs to be done. He'll do it. All we have to do is praise Him, delight in Him, be humble before Him, thank Him. I don't have to do it. I say this every Sunday. I don't have to do it. He's done it for me. Let Him flow through me. Amen. Passion Translation puts it this way. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what's right in His eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God, and you will be secure. Amen. I'm going to fix my heart on everything He says about me. Not on the bad, not what I think of me, but I'm going to fix my heart on what He thinks about me. He loves me. I'm precious. I'm His daughter. I'm His princess. Amen. You're his prince, guys. You're his prince. He loves you. He's the king. And he has everything for you. Let's not shortchange ourselves. Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life. And he will provide for you what you desire the most. Because you know, when we fix our heart on him, when we're in him, our desires change. When we're in us, we have earthly, humanly desires. But as we're fixed on him, our actual desires of our heart, they change. Amen. Give God the right to direct your life as you trust him along the way, and you'll find he pulled it off perfectly. Hallelujah. He's a God that can get into my life and he can pull it off perfectly. Let's stand and let's say these verses from the Passion and let them sink into our hearts. He's a good, good father, and he's our best friend. Amen. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in his eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure. Feasting on his faithfulness. Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and he will provide for you what you desire the most. Give God the right to direct your life as you trust him along the way. You'll find he pulled it off perfectly because his grace is absolutely enough. How many can testify to that? Is his grace enough? Amen. His grace is enough to pull it off perfectly. He's already done it. Let's delight in all of his provision.